Chapter 1. No Escape. The rocky ground below wrecked my bike. My head didn't fare much better. I ended up with 10 stitches and a permanent funny-looking bald spot. I also ended up spending $200 to fix my bike. If I had to do it all over again, I'd still take the bet. I'd just be sure to dodge the pointy rocks. Months later, I got the chance to try again. It was a hot day, in the middle of June. This day was special because it was the last day of school. Eighth grade was finally over. I couldn't have been more excited. I was 13 years old and looking forward to a summer of lazy days. I sat on my bike, looking across my front yard at my mother's dented Toyota. A wooden ramp rested against the front bumper. I was sure I could make it over the car. I had definitely jumped my bike farther and higher than this before. I knew that there wasn't much distance to pick up speed, but the downhill slope leading to the driveway would help me get major air. There was no sign of Mom, which was definitely a good thing. I had just finished being grounded for my last stunt. I walked my bike up to the takeoff point. "You can do it, Jason! Show these suckers how you fly!" yelled Big Joe, my best friend. I never did stunts without an audience. A group of neighborhood kids waited to see if I was going to crash. I let my arms hang down loose and shook them. Next, I took a few deep breaths, pretending I was gathering up my courage. I always gave my fans a show. I strapped on my helmet. Then I started down across the front lawn, pedaling hard. As I approached the car, I clamped on the brakes and stopped. The crowd went crazy, yelling with disappointment. "Jason!" Joe called out. "If you can't do it, just forget about it." This got the crowd screaming louder. Big Joe was always there to pump everyone up. He knew how much I loved putting on a good show. As my sidekick and promoter, he was an important part of the experience. I pedaled back up to the top of the hill. Then, I took off. I started pedaling across the lawn. Just as I was about to hit the ramp, I saw my mother. She appeared in the front window of my house. Her mouth dropped open when she saw me go airborne. As I flew through the air, I pulled the bike up underneath me. I easily sailed over the car's roof. A second later, I landed with a thump. The crowd cheered. I circled around them, riding a wheelie and waving. I loved doing stunts like this. They made me feel like I was somebody special. Other times in my life, I felt angry and alone. My father left when I was a baby. It had just been Mom and me ever since. My mom is always on my case about something. When I did my stunts, though, everything felt okay. It was as if my problems didn't exist for a moment. But then, just as suddenly, they would reappear. As I moved through the crowd, the front door of my house flew open. All my fans took off running. "Jason! Get in this house right now!" my mother screamed in her loudest voice. "Are you trying to kill yourself? Are you crazy?" "No. Gotta go, Mom." Then I turned my back to her, pedaling fast in the opposite direction. I knew it was the wrong thing to do. I knew this would mean another punishment, but I just couldn't deal with her yet. "Jason, get back here!" Mom kept yelling and I kept pedaling. Big Joe and I headed toward the Jensen Dairy Farm. Sweat covered our faces as we made our way up steep hills. We lived in Woodland, California, a town about 30 minutes from Sacramento. The town was about average size for a suburb. I'd lived there for most of my life, but was born in Iowa. About an hour later, Joe and I began to hear familiar noises. The sound was music to our ears and awoke our tired legs. We both started pedaling. Within minutes, we turned into Jensen's Dairy. This farm used to be known for the fresh milk their cows produced. Nowadays, it's better known for the awesome motocross track on the property. Races were held there weekly. I showed up every chance I could.